Well, sometimes consciously, often not, we show our truest beliefs of everything from compassion to betrayal through the quality of the relationships that we find surrounding us. So the first key in our exploration of the divine matrix is to simply summarize what it does. The divine matrix is the container that holds the universe. The divine matrix is the bridge between our inner and our outer world, between all things. And the divine matrix is the mirror that shows us what we've created. The matrix does all of these things at the same time. In other words, we're like artists expressing our deepest passions, fears, dreams, and desires through the living essence of a mysterious quantum canvas. But unlike a conventional artist canvas, however, which exists in one place at a given time, our canvas is the same stuff that everything is made of. It exists everywhere, and it's always present. Well, if we carry this artist canvas analogy even one step further, we find that the divine matrix offers us a very unique canvas, because traditionally artists are separate from their work, and they use the tools of their craft to convey their inner creations through the outer expression. Well, within the divine matrix, the separation between the art and the artist disappears, because we are the canvas as well as the images upon that canvas. We are the tools as well as the artist using the tools. What a beautiful, beautiful way of seeing our world and our lives and the way things work. Because just as artists refine an image until it's just right in their minds, in many respects, it appears that through the divine matrix, we do precisely the same thing with our lives. Through our artist palette of beliefs, judgments, emotions, and prayers, we find ourselves in relationships, in jobs, and situations of support and betrayal that play out with different people in different places. And at the same time, these people and situations often feel hauntingly familiar. So as individuals, we come together and we share our inner life creations as a never-ending cycle of moment layered upon moment, day after day, and so on. Just the way an artist uses the same canvas again and again while searching for the perfect expression of an idea. We may think of ourselves as perpetual artists. We're building a creation that's ever-changing and never-ending. The implications of being surrounded by a malleable world of our own making are vast, they're powerful, to some people perhaps even a little frightening. Our ability to use the divine matrix intentionally and creatively suddenly empowers us to change everything about the way we see our role in the universe. At the very least, it suggests that there's much more to life than chance happenings and occasional synchronicities that we deal with the best we can. Ultimately, our relationship to the stuff that everything is made of, the divine matrix that connects us to our world, reminds us that we are creators ourselves. And as creators, we may express our deepest desires of healing, abundance, joy, and peace in everything from our bodies and our lives to our relationships and careers, and to do so consciously when and how we choose. But to experience such possibilities, however, requires a subtle yet very powerful shift in the way we think about our world and ourselves. It's in that shift that our secret desires, our highest goals, our loftiest dreams suddenly appear within our grasp. As miraculous as such a reality may sound to you, all of these things and much, much more are possible within the realm of our divine matrix. The key is that we must not only recognize how it works, we also need a language to communicate our desires to this ancient web of energy, a language that it recognizes. To get an idea of our relationship to the divine matrix, it may be helpful to think of it as a really big cosmic blanket, one that begins and ends in the realms of the unknown and covers everything in between. The blanket is many layers deep, and it's everywhere all the time. It's already in place. Our bodies, our lives, and all that we know exist and take place within the fibers of this blanket. From our watery creation in our mother's womb to our marriages, divorces, friendships, and careers, all that we experience may be thought of as wrinkles in this cosmos. We may discover that our ability to understand and apply the rules of the divine matrix hold the key to everything from our deepest healing, our greatest joys, and even our survival as a species.